The Nuclear Option, Socialists' Blue Wave Wipeout. By Charles Hurd on November 7, 2018. Blue Wave? These damned meteorologists keep getting it wrong. Well, at least it is safe to come back out on the beach again. Skateboarding socialist Robert Francis Orr did not make history in Texas Tuesday night. Neither did Andrew Gillum in Florida. They were supposed to be the second coming of Barack Obama. Despite the massive media hype, each will have to be content as asterisk sloshing around in a rolling blue puddle for now. Taylor Swift, meanwhile, is packing up her country boots and band equipment and headed back to Hollywood. Her man in Tennessee lost by more than 10 points. If anything, these people made history by halting what should have been a lights-out devastating night for President Trump. It wasn't. Consider this, a dead pimp running as a Trump Republican in Nevada won. Ouch. Mr. Trump's Republicans lost control of the House. But that was to be expected in his first midterm face-off. And it was not the bloodbath former Presidents Obama and Bill Clinton suffered in their first midterms. Amazingly, the president's party will actually expand their majority in the U.S. Senate. In a direct proxy war over Trump and his agenda, Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum for governor of Florida, the fiercest of battleground states. It was a race decided by issues, Mr. Trump's strong suit. Robert Francis Orr, Beto for political purposes, narrowly lost to Senate incumbent Ted Cruz in Texas, a state Mr. Cruz should have carried by double digits. But races have a habit of narrowing when the national political media step in and dump millions and millions of dollars in free, glowing advertising for the socialist on a skateboard. Now come the endless investigations, hearings and impeachment circus in the House under Speaker Nancy Pelosi. My question is this, if that strategy did not work very well in the midterm when the Democratic base was super energized, why would it work in 2 years? Anyway, for nearly two decades, Republicans all across the country have been running campaigns against Nancy Pelosi and winning bigly. That strategy will certainly work again in 2020 after 2 years of Ms. Pelosi back with the gavel. President Trump, meanwhile, can turn to the Senate, where Republicans expanded their majority, perhaps by as many as 4 seats. As Mr. Trump has already demonstrated, nothing thrills conservative Republican voters more than putting highly qualified constitutionalists onto the federal courts. Tuesday's election just made that a whole lot easier. Charles Hurd can be reached at shurd@washingtontimes.com. Follow him on Twitter via @CharlesHurd.